season. Kachuk with 9 points. Verhaeghe with 9 points. They flank Barkov. That's the top line for the Florida Panthers. And we are underway. Arguably the top line out there for the Boston Bruins as well. Zacha, Geeky, and Pasternak. And this series begins with the Panthers getting the puck deep. Played by Pasternak. Lifted out. Panthers Lindholm skates under it. And Kachuk floats it back towards the Panthers' line. Pasternak has it. Soft wrister. And that's stopped by Bobrovsky. And he kicks it into his glove. A follow-up by Pasternak denied.
Carried into this game that after that Game 7 win, or do they take a deep breath and say, well, we got through that series and relax a little bit. And
clears the zone again. On the move, Reinhardt. Scans. Wrist shot. Save the rebound on the doorstep. And somehow it didn't sneak behind Swayman.
Yeah, Florida here, it's off the rush. Short little 3-on-2. This puck gets thrown at the net. And good save there from Swayman reaching across on Lindell. And he reaches out with that right pad. Big save. As Lindell's looking at that empty net there. Good back check.
It's Reinhardt trying to handle one, bouncing along the shelf. It hops over the stick of Mikkola, but Lostarainen is there. Lostarainen with the room. Lostarainen wrist shot, shoulder save. Made by Swayman hugging the post.
Watch huge minutes, obviously, with Ekblad out. He was their number one defenseman throughout the year.
Pasternak wrestles one just wide of the far post.
Early with a couple great opportunities. He rings this one off of the bar. That close.
And tied up with Maroon. Marchand sets up Coyle, who circles the net. Coyle pivots in the corner. Away from Stenlund. Coyle, wraparound try. Save Bobrovsky, and the rebound clear.
Couple good opportunities for Boston. Probably the best zone time they've had. And all started with Pat Maroon along the wall. He causes a turnover. Then he goes to the front of the net. Charlie Coyle realizes this. Sees big Pat Maroon's in front. He tries to jam play there.
Frederick through center. A diving attempt by Laura. And now Ekblad pivots and heads up ice. Gave it away to Pasternak. Shoots. Save Bobrovsky. And he covers.
But what a save from Bobrovsky on Pasternak. And Ekblad just misplays that. And the wrong guy's on the ice to misplay that. Pasternak jumps on that loose puck.
Lundell couldn't control the puck, though. And Wotherspoon gains some speed. He's across. Wotherspoon holds. Wotherspoon shoots in front. And it caroms to the left of Bobrovsky. Round two underway. This is game one.
Brazo with a great opportunity in front of the net. Gets it on net. I don't know if Bobrovsky even knows where that is, but he keeps it out.
Denied zone entry by Forslund. Reinhardt softly off the end boards to Ekblad. Nearly turned it over and did. That snapshot on net. Save! Bobrovsky! He was off balance, but he fought it off. McAvoy.
It's another turnover here by Ekblad. He tries to put that up the middle.
He said a lot of people would think you'd like it clean, but he said that's just not the case. And Ryan, we've heard that before, but whether it's the power play or PK, that it can be challenging on a flood.
Long outlet pass, intercepted, moving in Lindell to the backhand, saves Swayman. The rebound, poked to the corner. Verhaeghe centers one, couldn't quite find its way through.
Then it was Lindell, did a little backhand toe drag, tries to go up top on Swayman. Swayman's big, upper body, make sure he doesn't go short side. Good chance for there, Lindell.
In the dots, and they win another defensive zone faceoff. McAvoy turns it. And Beecher hands it back. Lindholm across to McAvoy. A turnover. Barkov a takeaway. Here's Kachuk. Great shot. Score!
Just inside the blue line for the Florida Panthers. And it's going to be Barkov who picks it up. The Selkie finalist comes it over to Kachuk, who beats Swayman on the stick side. But watch Kachuk, he realizes that puck's turned over, presents his stick, opens up, no stick handle, on and off the stick. Uses Lindholm as a screen, actually goes off of Lindholm's skate. Swayman can't read it as it's coming off the skate.
Pasternak, right back to Geeky. He gets it deep. Bobrovsky waits for it. The same side to Ekblad, a turnover. Pasternak down low, Bobrovsky stops it, the rebound, score! The answer from Geeky, and the Bruins were tied at one. And it's turnovers, Kelly, at both ends that result in the respective goals.
Again, you turn it over to Pasternak, the worst guy to turn it over to, but good play, giving that to Zacha. He crashes the net, and as that puck pops out, it's going to be Geeky who's going to clean it up. Perfectly puts that underneath the bar. Huge goal, huge response from Boston. We're tied up at one.
Led the NHL in power play goals this season. Chip towards the net, Barkov out in front, trying to go back door. And almost found Reinhardt, but Swayman read it and trapped it. Wrapped all the way around, waiting for it is Tkachuk at the half wall. Gets a return. Now Barkov at the goal line, into the bumper. On net, Reinhardt saves Swayman. It pops up in the air, held onside by Wotherspoon. Floats it to the high glass behind Bobrovsky. Controlled back, Wotherspoon plays it down low, Lauri shoots, score! Bar down for Lauri! 2-1 Boston!
This puck's gonna just be chipped in and Boston off to the forecheck. Lauri pinches down and he stays involved in the play, and that's where he gets lost. He's pinching originally, he stays down, Wotherspoon with a great pass, and then Lauri short side cheese on Bobrovsky. 2-1 Boston. What a shot from Lauri. There's not much room there. Puts it underneath the bar.
Ekblad came down the wall. Frederick in a race with Forsling. Forsling sweeps. Coyle follows up. Coyle has it. Finds the trailer. Shot. Score! Carlo, the new dad! What a 24 hours it's been for Brandon Carlo! He gives the Bruins the 3-1 lead.
Somebody get Carlo the puck. Pasternak's going over to grab it for him now. Good job off the draw, then he's chipping out. Frederick wins the race. Then it's Coyle, who has patience, holds up. Carlo joins the rush, and a perfect shot. You can see Bobrovsky, he can't see a thing. Ekblad's in front of him. Marchand's in front of him. Carlo goes off of the bar and in. What a shot. 3-1 Boston.
Do the Panthers have a third period response in them? We're about to find out. Close to Rainin, first to the puck. Takes it behind the net, throws it out in front. Off the shoulder of Swayman. So an immediate challenge by Florida. The Chuck spins one up top for Hagee. That shot stopped in front. The rebound to the right of Swayman. Back out in front. Backside, off the outside of the net. Montour snaps one, saves Swayman, and it's clear.
Here's the entry for Florida. They eventually get the puck in, and they have a couple great opportunities. The first one's going to be from Tkachuk. Good play from Barkov, knowing he's there. He has the empty net. He just puts it wide. Barkov knows he's sitting there. Blind pass. Tkachuk has to hold net. He's looking at it.
Still with 20 seconds of man advantage time. Lundell to Tarasenko. Throws it out in front. Tapped on net by Rodriguez. It's loose. Off look. Close to Rainin. Caroms it on Swayman. Where is it? It's a mush pit. And the whistle blows.
Time to try to get a goal here in the third period. Just throwing pucks in that. It's Tarasenko who throws it in front. Rodriguez is there. Pasternak slow getting up. He's still in his zone. Just getting to his feet now after that block shot.
Stenlund right back across to Cousins. Works his way out in front. Los Narainen. Ekman Larson. Los Narainen right back across. Wrist shot saved Swayman. The rebound up in the air. Chopped into the blue paint. Swayman again covers.
Swayman's doing a great job controlling his rebounds, jumping on those loose pucks, and the Boston defenders are doing a great job as well.
Drops to Tkachuk, hoping for a return. Into the corner it goes. Tkachuk had it go right through his skates. Back the other way. Brazo moves in. Brazo to the backhand. Score! A three-goal Boston lead!
Strong power move to his backhand. Uses his left leg to keep Ekblad from reaching that puck. Watch his left leg here. He sticks it out right there. Doesn't let Ekblad get to that puck. Patience around Bobrovsky. He raises it.
Verhaeghe puts it right back into the offensive zone. Montour in deep. It's all the way back around. Verhaeghe waiting for it again. Fires one towards the net. That was blocked. Stick broken for Marchand. Empty net. DeBrusk scores. Icing on the cake for the Boston Bruins.
Yeah, it definitely has an effect in this game, and it's Marchand with a good block there with his stick. Then DeBrusk is going to do the rest. He makes sure as well that he gets the red line. You see him look over too. He thought maybe he was going to try to pass it to Coyle, but he has the empty net, so he buries it.
All thoughts for both of these teams will shift to game two on Wednesday night. Can the Bruins take a commanding, what would be, two games to none lead in this series on the road?